Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by American Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
Hi, I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer to help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, here's our weekly reflection. Do you ever think about the lives of the four evangelists? The four men, we presume that they were men, who wrote the Gospels? This week we celebrate the Feast of St. Matthew. So it's good to think about the person behind the gospel. Now, traditionally, Matthew is associated with the tax collector called by Jesus in the 9th chapter of Matthew's gospel. But that tradition runs into some difficulties, as the New Testament scholar Daniel Harrington, S.J. has pointed out. For one thing, why is that same person called Levi, son of Alphaeus, in Mark's gospel? And how did a tax collector, presumably on the margins of Jewish life, get such an education to produce what is seen as the most Jewish of the Gospels? And if he was a companion of Jesus, why didn't he say so in the Gospel? But even with those questions, we know several things about Matthew. He seems to have been Jewish in his background and interests, and seems to have written his book either in Syria or what was then Palestine. He wrote it around 85 AD. It's important to remember that when we pray with gospel stories, that we are praying about something that really happened, but also something that has been filtered through one person's sensibilities. And that even he, Matthew, was bringing together stories that had been around for a generation or two. All this has an impact on our prayer with the Gospels. Because the more you know about how they were composed, the better you can understand them and pray with them. So maybe this week, we can pray to St. Matthew to help us understand the Gospels and Jesus better. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening. around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing.